With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. A big announcement today from Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell.
McConnell, who turned 82 last week, made his announcement in the chamber where he first arrived as a senator in 1985. The Kentucky conservative said, quote, one of life's most underappreciated talents is to know when it's time to move on to life's next chapter. McConnell has come to represent traditional conservatism, sometimes at odds with a new generation of pro-Trump and America First Republican voices. McConnell says he will serve out the remainder of his term, which ends in 2027. Bob Agner reporting.
The Supreme Court today agreed to decide whether former President Trump is immune from prosecution on charges of allegedly plotting to overturn the 2020 election, further delaying his criminal trial as it considers the matter. The justices scheduled arguments for the week of April 22nd and said proceedings in the trial court would remain frozen and handing at least an interim victory to Mr. Trump. Also at SRNNews.com, fast-spreading wildfires in the Texas Panhandle prompt evacuations.
Firefighters are struggling to contain the flames as hundreds of square miles in the area burn. Christian Rangel, a meteorologist from the National Weather Service in Amarillo, says the weather conditions lined up to make the fire spread further.
We reached critical wildfire conditions, like the weather for the area. So basically, all of the meteorological conditions lined up to help fire spread during those days.
Critical fire conditions include heavy winds, low humidity, and dry grass or weeds. Rangel says the rest of the week should be relatively cooler, so the wildfire shouldn't spread any further. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Severe thunderstorms may have spawned a rare February tornado outbreak in the Great Lakes, and sirens jolted residents in central Ohio of a possible tornado hit near Columbus. This is SRN News. Most Americans want control over what their kids are exposed to in school.
The latest poll from the Pew Research Center reveals that 54% of adults believe mom and dad should have the right to opt their child out of classes that teach about sexual orientation and so-called gender identity. Republicans are much more likely than Democrats to feel this way, 79% to 32%. The survey also indicates that about half of all public school teachers also think that parents should be able to opt their kids out. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A state Republican representative introduced legislation that would modify Kentucky's near-total abortion ban by establishing limited exceptions for pregnancies caused by rape or incest. Ken Fleming filed the measure Monday, the last day the new House bills could be introduced this year. Its prospects are uncertain, though, with House Speaker saying the chamber's GOP supermajority hasn't discussed any particular bill. SRN News. Turning to the financial page, the slump continues on Wall Street.
Stocks drifted lower on Wall Street Wednesday, weighed down by technology companies. The S&P 500 fell 0.2%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average slipped 0.1%. The NASDAQ Composite sank 0.5% a day after nearing its record set in 2021. The market regressed as NVIDIA and other big tech stocks pulled back a bit from their dominating run. Treasury yields also eased in the bond market after a report said the U.S. economy likely grew a touch slower at the end of 2023 than earlier estimated. The growth was nevertheless still solid. Bitcoin briefly topped $63,000 for the first time since 2021. Damian Troisi, New York.
And for gold investors, gold was up 20 cents on Wednesday to $2,042.90 an ounce. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrup.